Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, sponsored by the Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL Women's since day one. Lovely.
Going to keep the Bulldogs theme alive at the moment because we're chatting to total legend of the women's game, Debbie Lee. She's currently the general manager of women's football at the Bulldogs. She's been the previous president of VFLW for a very long time, played over 300 games of football and spent many years campaigning strongly for women's football, even starting her own club. So Debbie's been a true pioneer of the game. Welcome to the Chicks Talking Footy broadcast, Debbie.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
We're excited you're here.
So how does it feel to look out at this game tonight and women playing football and with all the rainbow after all those years of must have felt like you're banging your head against a wall for a long time?
It's pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty special. Probably for two things for me is, number one, the evolution of female footy,
yes.
You know, in terms of... You know, when I started playing in 1991, it wasn't sexy, it wasn't cool, and here we are, probably having a capacity crowd tonight.
Mm.
But equally important for me was when I was involved in footy and growing up, I was never myself. So, you know, tonight for me is the two worlds are colliding.
Mm.
It's a sport that shaped me, and now I can honestly say I feel comfortable in my own skin. And previously to that, I didn't feel that as emotions or that acceptance. So, yeah, it's pretty special.
Yeah, because we've sort of seen the women of the game today. You know, they seem a lot more comfortable bringing their partners to the best and fairest and, you know, Erin Phillips kissing
yeah.
her wife at the best and fairest and that kind of thing. But what was it like, although, you know, back then having to suppress that?
Yeah, it was... Firstly, trying to play footy as a 17-year-old in the early 90s, that was a battle. So that was something that I hid.
Yeah.
And I guess what it was probably a good thing, I guess, that came out of it was I hid it, but I didn't want any other young person to feel the way I did. And that's what I think drove me to have such involvement in footy. But, yeah, I guess the things that I do get embarrassed about and when I reflect as an older woman where we were in an environment where we used to have this code word, which was you're at a family club, which meant you do not be affectionate to your same-sex partner, you do not do this, you do not do that. And that was just accepted. And I was suppressing others because I felt that was just the easiest way for us to get along and have a kick.
What would it have meant to 17-year-old Debbie Lee to see these out and proud women playing football tonight in this pride game?
Oh, look, it's just amazing, isn't it? I mean, the support that the platform the game has done, I mean, it's been really refreshing in terms of the AFL, in terms of the industry itself. And I think it's great that people have an environment now where they go, yeah, I'm okay, I can be who I want. And I think that's really important.
Absolutely. And I guess for people watching too, you know, the players, but also people in the crowd who are watching to see it, you know, this is just women playing football. Some are gay, some are straight, you know, whatever, but we're all just playing footy and enjoying the game that we love.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was the Erin Phillips, you know, I think that was almost a tipping point for some people in the industry because it was so natural. You know, everyone just went, oh, yeah. It wasn't, you know, made into this, you know, huge storyline of negativity.
Yep.
It was turned into a positive. And I think it's really amazing. Again, we want anyone to be themselves, no matter what that looks like.
Mm.
And this sport, to be honest, hasn't had that. It's got better. And now we're, you know, this is another part of it.
Yeah, I know what it meant for me. I know you have a child, and I've got a child as well with my same-sex partner. And just normalising our families like that for me meant the world because, you know, I guess we have been under attack a little bit lately. But let's talk about the game. You know, the Bulldogs have unfortunately sustained a couple of injuries
Yeah, we have. Obviously, round one we had Daria do a knee here, and then we went up to Brizzy, and then Izzy, who's just had a knee operation as of yesterday, last night.
She's hobbling around here tonight.
Well, she said she's. I wouldn't be surprised if she's going to be coming, but we just said, you know, advice of your doctors. And then we had Katie Breeding go down last week. But I guess what comes with that is opportunity. Whilst you've, and what we've tried to build this year is a really well-balanced team, so that in the event that someone does drop, it doesn't matter, we can backfill that position. So that's really important to us as a club.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's always important to have a strong bench.
Yes. And Carlton have been really strong this season too. I mean, the Bulldogs and Carlton have been two of the strongest teams, I think, in the comp so far. What is it about Carlton that you think you have to keep an eye on?
Well, they're really ferocious around the contest. So they're a really good defensive team. So and then they have a couple of key forwards. I mean, obviously, Taylor Harris is out tonight, but equally, they've got some depth that they're bringing in as well. Lauren O'Neill's back in the side, and so is Maddie Carrick and also Nat Plain. But you've got Vesio, beautiful conditions for her, and if she gets a bit of a taste of the footy early, they're very dangerous. So I think we're going to see a really good contest tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the Pride game's fantastic, but I think we've got one of the games of the season playing here tonight as well.
Yeah, actually, Darcy had a bit of a job to play with designing the Rainbow Guernsey tonight, so there you
go.
Yeah,
she did. She did. It's terrific, isn't it? But that both clubs are actually wearing the colours too.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Look, thanks so much for the chat, Debbie, and good luck to the Bulldogs tonight. It's definitely a game with consequence, so hopefully it's a great game to watch while we're all wearing our rainbow.
Yeah, well, thanks, and thanks for all your support and your continued support. It's terrific.
Thanks
our pleasure.
So much.
Thanks, Debbie. Footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.